Blog Talk Radio.
This is what men do to try to get every hair. This is what we do. Introducing Fusion Pro Glide, rebuilt with FlexBall technology, makes maximum contact over tricky contours and gets virtually every hair. New FlexBall for the Fusion Pro Glide. Gillette, the best a man can get.
WBNN, this is Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is another broadcast with Chef Yosef, Eating on a Spiritual Level. Happy to be in the building today. Want to talk to you. Just going to have a conversation with you tonight. I don't have a guest, but I'm going to talk to you about the harmful effects of artificial sweeteners, something I think we need to talk about because there's so many products on the market that are infiltrating the foods that we eat because, you know, people are going after different diet crazes, and we've talked about this on several occasions as far as the different diet types where people are cutting this out, cutting that out. There's the low-carb diet. There's the low-sugar diet. There's the, you know, the high-carb diet. There's the keto. There's, you know, there's the ones that they call, they're doing all fruits, which is very high in sugar. In other words, you have to find a way to have a healthy balance. There's no restrictive diet that can work totally for your body because your body needs different components to function properly. Like it does need some amounts of sugar. It needs some amounts of salt. but all within reason. It needs some amounts of fat, but healthy fats, and it needs some amounts of carbohydrates. Now, you know, if you overdo it in any of those factors, of course, there are going to be harmful effects that come to your body. So you have to learn how to find a proper balance. Today we're going to focus on sweeteners because, as we see in products that are produced by publicly traded companies, sugar is in everything. Everything. You can't seem to get away from it. It's in things that you don't think should even have sugar. So, you know, just want to talk about that and have a conversation with you. And please, feel free to call in, ask questions. We'll talk about it. If I don't have an answer, I have friends who are fellow hosts on this network that do study the same medium of nutrition, and they may be able to get the answer for you. So some of those are my good friends, Dr. Chinchilla, Jerry Petito, all Hall of Fame hosts on the WBNN network. And I know I've had them on my show as co-host and guest. So they've shared enormous amount of their knowledge just as being nutritional coaches and people who have studied the all the factions of health and nutrition down through the years. So, you know, if I don't have the answer, I'm pretty sure one of my super sisters will call in and help me get the answer. So I want to just talk to you about this because it's a passion of mine, because as you've heard me say on several occasions, I was very large at one time. I wasn't large and in charge, but I was large, and I was very unhealthy, and I was addicted to things like sugar. I would put a lot of sugar in my coffee. I just loved homemade desserts. I still do, but I don't eat them like anything like I used to. I liked candy a lot. And it's funny because when you get yourself away from eating something that you used to eat in such abundance, when you go back to try to eat a little bit of it, it's almost like a shock to your body. Like if I eat any type of candy that I used to eat, it's really too sweet. It's like, oh my God, my brain is like, what are you? But you know, sugar is just as addictive as crack cocaine, unfortunately, because a lot of what you think is natural sugar is not. Now, I just want to read off. I got some articles I gathered up, and you know, just from doctors and health experts that have a little bit more knowledge than I do. You know, I come on here to share information, not because I know it all. I come on here to share, you know, things that have helped me in my path to better nutrition and in my path of releasing weight and extra pounds. Like, you know, like I said, I used to be very large. I was over 300 pounds, and thankfully, over the course of time going on a plant-based way of eating, plant-based regimen, I should say, I lost over 100 pounds. And, you know, it took time. Of course, it didn't happen overnight, but I'm at a stage now where I will never get that big ever again, because this is the type of regimen that I'm implementing so that I don't get that kind of weight back. Now, of course, I have to always fine-tune, always have to, you know, look at my eating habits and see where I can pull things out that I should not still be eating, or things that I find myself yet addicted to that I need to kind of toss away a little bit more. Now, I don't eat meat. I don't eat any animal products. And I'm in the course now in my journey where I'm just trying to fine-tune things such as cutting out more sugar, cutting out more salt, all the things that cause you to gain more weight and retain water. Those things are not, even if you are vegan or a so-called plant-based eater, if you're eating sugar and salt in abundance, it's going to produce harmful effects on your body. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, sound the alarm and raise the torch of eating vegan. Yeah, I'm vegan, but you eat all bread, cookies, crackers, pasta, french fries, you know, sugar, and that's not healthy. Yes, it may be vegan because it's not animal-based, but there's nothing healthy about consuming those types of products in abundance. You have to have a healthy balance of what you consume: fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, whole grains, healthy fats such as avocado, nut butters, things like that. And even still, you don't want to eat those things in too much abundance either. You want to have a nice balance of what you consume, times of day that you eat those types of things, and you don't want to overconsume any of them. Too much of anything is bad for you. So all things in moderation. And as I said, I'm sharing with you my journey and any information that I feel as though might have helped me or is helping me. I want to share it with the listening family out there because I'm not selfish. Just because I've lost a number of pounds and lost a certain amount of weight, I don't think I'm, you know, better than anybody else. It's just this is part of my journey, and I know there are a lot of people who are struggling with obesity, struggling with food addiction, and I'm just here as a voice of hope, just to let you know that if I can do it, anybody can do it. And, you know, you have to believe in yourself. Believe in whatever higher power that you believe in, and you know, couple your faith with that and just say that you're going to do it. Just get some discipline and, you know, believe, take one day at a time, believe in yourself that you can do it, that you can change your eating habits, that you can get better. You don't have to be addicted to the market foods that are on the shelves that are not food anymore. Anytime there's more than five ingredients in a package, it's not food anymore. It's a product. So, you know, you have to bear that in mind and, you know, take heed to what you're eating, what you're putting in your body. And as I've oftentimes said in the past, that we care more about the things that we put into our car, such as premium gas, synthetic oil, high-grade oil, whatever it is that it takes for our car to run. We care more about that than the things that we put in our bodies. Take for granted that because the earth produces food in such abundance that it's always going to be here. But if you don't eat the proper things, you're not always going to be here. So with all that in mind, I just want to start off with a brief article that is written by some medical professionals and, you know, just their perspective on sugar and what it does to the body, and just share that with you. And, you know, as I'm reading this, you know, go do your own research. Don't take my word for it. I'm just sharing what I've learned and what has helped me across my journey. But you should look up things for yourself. There's, you know, the information superhighway is laden with an abundance of information that you can find, and then go verify it with professionals. Don't just take everything that you read on the internet as being true or, you know, fact. So if it looks like it's something that can be substantiated by studies and facts, go look it up, read it, see if it lines up with you, and then go check out what professionals have to say. And, you know, verify your factual knowledge with that. Now, this is an article that I want to read about the hidden dangers of artificial sweeteners. It says, sugar has become public enemy number one in the world of nutrition, leading many consumers to eagerly select artificial sweeteners in their effort to avoid real sugar. While cutting back on added sugar intake is a worthwhile goal, artificial sweeteners may not be a better alternative. The truth is, artificial sweeteners have dangers lurking between the surface, including links to weight gain, diabetes, heart disease, and a number of other health risks. The worst of the worst, artificial sweeteners are tempting because they don't contain any calories, but still provide powerful sweetness. However, this is a dangerous combination. These non-nutritive sweeteners provide no sense of fullness or satisfaction, yet they simultaneously retrain the taste buds to require more and more sweetness. As a result, people end up eating and drinking too much, becoming addicted to sweet treats and gaining weight. There are many artificial sweeteners currently on the market, and many of them are even added to seemingly healthier food options such as yogurt, vitamins, and breakfast cereal. The worst of the worst culprits include aspartame, found in Equal and NutraSweet, sucralose, found in Splenda, and saccharin, found in Sweet and Low. Many people who cut artificial sweeteners out of their diets report the improvement of many health problems, including migraines, depression, IBS. For those of you who don't know what IBS stands for, it stands for irritable bowel syndrome, weight gain, and more. Better sweetener options. While it's true that eating too much added sugar isn't good for your health, there are many natural sweeteners and flavors that can enhance food without the need for artificial additives. Raw honey, stevia, vanilla, and cinnamon are all excellent choices. Try to get creative with whole food recipes in order to discover the potential of naturally flavored food and retrain your taste buds to enjoy natural sweeteners in small quantities. Now, that was just a short article that I read that was put together from some doctors that are specialists in insulin care and diabetes prevention. And I think there's some very good points in there, especially when it's talking about looking for alternatives to artificial sweeteners. And I think, you know, many people who a vegan lifestyle or eat a plant-based lifestyle don't really subscribe to eating honey. Now, I'm on the different end of the spectrum. I do eat all plant-based, and I don't eat any animal products, but I do consume local raw honey because the bees that produce the honey in the area in which I live also help me to fight off whatever allergies are in the area in which I live. The antioxidants that are produced in the honey fight off the different types of airborne germs and diseases. Especially now it's springtime. There's a lot of pollen in the air, but every area produces a different type of pollen. So if you eat local honey, indicative to where you live inside of, I believe it's a 5 or 10 mile radius. I'm not really sure the exact number. My friend Jerry would know about that. But if you eat local honey, it will help you fight off the types of airborne diseases. Stevia is good because it's produced simply from a leaf. Stevia is a natural sweetener. I don't know if it's in the mint family, but the shape and the formation of the leaf kind of looks like a mint leaf, but it's not. It's a sweet type of leaf, and they extract the sugar from it. It's a natural sweetener. It doesn't take a whole lot to sweeten whatever it is you're trying to sweeten, you know, such as maybe coffee or tea. It doesn't take a lot of it, but it has a natural sweetening enhancement that doesn't, you know, doesn't give you side effects as an artificial sweetener would. Vanilla. Now, vanilla is not necessarily something that's sweet like sugar, but it has a sweet element to it, and it does have a really intense flavor if you're using natural vanilla, not just the alcohol vanilla that's in vanilla extract that you find in the baking section of your grocery store. But if you get like a vanilla bean and open it up with a knife and scrape the beans out of it, very little microscopic beans inside of the whole vanilla bean, it almost looks like vanilla bean paste. You can put that in, you know, mix that with maybe your honey or mix that with something else and maybe put it in, if you're having toast with like some coconut butter or something like that, and it'll enhance flavor. Cinnamon as well. Cinnamon is really good. I find myself putting, I drink chai, and I'll put cinnamon in my chai. It has a really good flavor. Cinnamon also helps to fight off diabetes and brings your blood sugar down. So those are good alternatives to, you know, having the unnatural sweeteners. Now, I want to go back to something that article was talking about with the artificial sweeteners. And it's funny because so many of the publicly traded products that are on the grocery store shelves brag about being zero calories. Now, it's zero calories, you know, based on the servings that they recommend for you to consume. However, because it's so much more sweeter than natural sugar, your body is playing tricks on your brain. So it's causing you to say, you know, you're saying, okay, look at the benefits of it not being any calories. So I can drink as much of this as I want. Drink as much Diet Pepsi, much Diet Coke as I want to drink. However, the sweetness in it is tricking your brain to say, oh, it's not sweet enough, so I need more. So you'll keep drinking, and you keep drinking. There's people who I know who are addicted to drinking diet sodas. And they, as a matter of fact, they were more addicted to drinking the diet soda than they were when they were drinking the regular pure cane sugar soda. They would drink, you know, they like soda, but they would drink the regular soda and drink one every now and then. As soon as they start drinking the diet soda, it's like they're almost like drinking it like a six-pack of beer. Like they got to have one right after the other. With every meal they have, they're drinking a diet soda. And people kill me with this oxymoron. They'll go to a restaurant, order a big double cheeseburger with fries and bacon bits and extra mayonnaise and all that kind of stuff on there, and say, you know what, give me a diet soda. I'm trying to cut back. That is the biggest foolish oxymoron I've ever heard of in my life. I don't really understand the mentality behind that, but, you know, it's what a lot of people in America do, unfortunately. Thing that is altering your perception and way of thinking by making you think that you need more of it because it's not sweet enough. That is a drug. It's a mind-altering substance, and it causes you to be addicted. That's pretty bad. So, you know, the addiction makes you think that, you know, you can stop anytime, or that you're having it, and you're convinced because of what you see on the label that it's zero calories, so it's not doing you any harm. But in turn, it is. It's affecting your brain cells. It's affecting your pancreas. It's affecting your liver. It's a whole lot of things. Now, you may as well need laser vision to see all the hidden sugars, food, and beverages, because sometimes they're hidden. You may not recognize the crazy chemical names. But since that's not possible, I'm going to give you a list of artificial sweeteners to look out for and to avoid on the ingredient labels that you may see. Okay? So, I think Brother O has a track coming up, and when he comes back from that, we are going to talk about these artificial sweeteners some more. Brother O, take it away.
Take me to the river too. Is it too sweet or better? Yes, but you.
the track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O. He is a DJ in his own right. All right, so let's get back to these the list of these sweeteners that we have, or the ingredients that are in these sweeteners, because we need to know what's in this stuff. It's just so funny because a lot of people don't know what they're consuming. That's the sad part. That's the real sad part. They just pick up things and pick up labels or pick up items, rather, and don't really read anything that's in the ingredients of their food. And I feel bad for them because a lot of things are done out of ignorance, and, you know, they're not doing it because they're trying to harm themselves, don't know. And what's even more sad is that these publicly traded companies are putting these ingredients in the food and knowing that it's hurting or harming individuals that buy this stuff. It just baffles me. It really baffles me. I don't understand, like, what what the motive is behind these companies, because they will just put the stuff in there. They don't care what it's doing. All they care about is making money. You know, and you know, any type of way that you have those kind of, well, you don't even have ethics, to say the least, when all you're concerned about is profits. And, you know, it's sad. You don't care what goes into the food. I recommend a book to read. There's a book that was written some years back, maybe about 10, 15 years ago. There's a man by the name of Kevin Trudeau wrote a book called Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About. Now, some of you may remember him as being like the infomercial king back in the day with different things. He used to sell things like Mega Memory, and then he came out with a book about natural cures, and then he came out with like the weight loss cure, things like that. He was always on like late night infomercials, but his book was rather enlightening because he did a lot of study on the harmful effects of things like sugar and other food products and, you know, chemical ingredients that go into food that's produced by publicly traded companies. And he talked about the whole agenda that they are in cahoots with the pharmaceutical industry. And, you know, it's really sad, just the whole, it's like these guys are sitting in these big board meetings or these boardrooms and deciding, well, let's put these harmful ingredients in the food so it makes people addicted. That in turn gives us more profits and makes us more money so we can keep selling more products that harm people. And guess what? If they get sick, we'll get doctors to produce medications that will get them hooked in a way where they have to keep going back to the doctor and getting prescriptions that produce these side effects that never get them healed, never get them whole, and it just targets the symptoms. It doesn't cure the problem. You have to be a pretty evil individual, concepts like this, and substantiate it with the fact that you're just making big products, or big profits, rather. And that's all you care about. You don't care because, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. The people that run these big companies, the people that sit at the big board meetings and the big board tables that make these decisions, they don't consume these products. I put any amount of money on it that they don't consume these products. Matter of fact, according to research I've done, I know they don't consume these products. And they wouldn't buy it for their children or their families to consume the products. So why would you fall for it? You know why? Because you don't know. Most of you don't know. And I think it's really sad that this is the type of country that we live in. There's so many ingredients in food that have been outlawed in other countries because they know how harmful it is. They know the harmful effects of what these ingredients, these chemically-based ingredients, do to people in their food. And they have outlawed it. They will not put it on the shelves. They won't produce it. It's against the law to even manufacture food products with those ingredients. But good old America, they do it because you know why? America is all about capitalism. America wants to see the old dollar on the rise, and they will do. They will go to any lengths to do that. They don't care. So I'm going to get into, that's enough of my rant, but I'm going to get into some of these common artificial sweeteners. Carla, one, I see you on the line. I'm going to get to you as soon as I read these sweeteners off. Then I'll call you on the line. Okay. Common artificial sweeteners that you may not even recognize by name. Aspartame, sold under the brand names NutraSweet, Equal, or Sugar Twin. Aspartame is 200 times sweeter than table sugar. I'm not sure I'm going to pronounce this the right way, but it's a funny one. It's asulfame potassium, also known as asulfame K. It's 200 times sweeter than table sugar. It's suited for cooking and baking and sold under the brand names Senate or Sweet One. There's another one called Advantame, Adventane. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Adventane sweetener is 20,000 times sweeter than table sugar and suited for cooking and baking. No, it's not. That's a chemical. This is what the article's saying, that it's suited for cooking and baking. I'm saying it's not. You shouldn't even consume that. There's another one called aspartame asulfame salt, sold under the brand Twin Sweet, which is 350 times sweeter than table sugar. Another one called cyclamate, which is 50 times sweeter than table sugar, was used for cooking and baking. However, it has been banned in the United States since 1970. Now, that's funny. This one is only 50 times sweeter than table sugar, and it's been banned since 1970. However, they still got Adventame on the market that's 20,000 times sweeter than sugar. Oh, well, why don't we take the one off that's less potent and put the one on the shelf that is more potent? That's really good. I like that. Doesn't get any better than this. All right, there's another one called Neotame, sold under the brand Nutane. This sweetener is 13,000 times sweeter than table sugar and suited, as they say, for cooking and baking. No, it is not. I will not agree with that. This is a hard one. Neohesperidin is 340 times sweeter than table sugar and suited for cooking and baking and mixing with acidic foods. Note that this is not approved for use in the United States. Oh, now we got a conscience. Oh, that's great. Saccharide, sold in the brand names known as Sweet and Low, Sweet Twin, or Nectar Sweet. Saccharin is 700 times sweeter than table sugar. That's the kind of in that old canned soda back in the 70s and 80s called Tab. That stuff was absolutely disgusting. Sucralose is 600 times sweeter than table sugar, suited for cooking and baking, mixing in acidic foods, and is sold under the brand name Splenda, which, by the way, I might add, Splenda is one molecule away from plastic. So go ahead and put that plastic stuff in your coffee, guys. Not good. All right, caller one, you're on the line. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, peace, Chef. This is the Magic Man calling in.
What's going on, Magic Man? How you doing?
Just listening to your show. Appreciate all that you've given us and providing for us. And I tell you, it's definitely some trying times out here. And those of us do know that the that the money has always been their God anyway. So if it's not money in it, they don't care how to go about getting it, right? And I guess I'm just reflecting. I'm listening to your show, but I reflect on a time with me being raised part of my life in the North and part of my life in the South. And I know that when I lived in the South, my grandparents and all of those had their own land and they grew their food. So it's just taking me back, you know, because right now it makes me wonder what is real food nowadays with everything so chemical produced
right.
and mass produced and all that kind of stuff like that. But I know that you're speaking about sugar tonight, so I'm not, you know, trying to take you off your format. The only thing that I recall, like my grandparents used to use sweeteners and stuff like that, I believe it was honey. And I don't know what other stuff they used to use back in the day, but I know honey was like one of the main products that we used to use pretty much. From what I recall.
Honey is one of the most natural foods ever produced on the earth, and it's something that'll never go bad. Real honey, not that corn sweetener stuff they sell in the grocery store.
I got you.
No.
And the thing said about the honeycomb is even better for those people that can get it and that's actually found, is it in a lot of the, not necessarily the Whole Foods, but the farmers markets, like the real people who actually got the, what is like these certain farms that they actually, where they actually harvest the honey and all that kind of stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I just want to let you know I appreciate all that you provide for us, man. I'm going to, you know, put it on pause and listen to the rest of your show, okay?
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling in. Always. That was the good brother, the Magic Man. He has a show on WBNN Network. Catch him. He talks about sound and color therapy. He has some good information. So thanks for calling in, Magic Man. All right, let's get back into talking about these artificial sweeteners. And I have another portion of the article I'd like to read. And it says, artificial sweeteners are popular among individuals who are trying to lose weight, which is true. Like I said, people go after that label that says zero calories, you know. So that's the one thing that targets their attention to be drawn in. All right, just before I go into the rest of that article, we got another track coming from Brother O. Brother O, take it away.
Miss me, I know you miss me, I know you miss me, beloved.
Never be sure if the way that you need is too much.
All right, we're back. Thanks, Brother O, for that track. All right, I think we got another caller in queue. Caller 2, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, Chef. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you tonight?
Good, and yourself? How are you?
I am doing very well. I wanted to call in and support your show. And I used to be a nurse when I was practicing. And I wanted you to know that you're right on point about these hazards of these sweeteners. I think that the biggest problem, though, is the split between the holistic doctors and the traditional doctors that we all see, because they really give the traditional doctors a hard time, the holistic doctors a hard time about telling and conveying this information to their patients. They actually try to take their license away.
Yeah, they do.
It's really
sad because I've seen it happen a few times where it's almost like they get ousted just for, you know, talking about natural cures and, you know, natural approaches to, you know, curing disease and health. And it's like,
exactly. Exactly. Because I know that the big thing was, saccharin causing cancer. That was the big one.
Yes, absolutely.
I think a lot of them cause cancer. I think that they have a lot of them that they don't even list, but there's so much new cancer out there that even some of the traditional doctors are starting to wonder what in the world is going on, because we have cancers now that we've never seen before.
Yes, it's very true. And it's so many of the cancers are related to the digestive area.
Mm-hmm.
Pancreatic cancer. It's really sad. And even people suffer from gallbladder issues as well.
Right. That's very true.
You know, chemicals that are, you know, if you think about it, you wouldn't just eat any of this stuff alone. Nobody just goes to the store and says, "Oh, give me a bag of saccharin so I can just eat."
Right.
You see what I'm saying? If you wouldn't eat it by itself, why would you eat products that have it in there?
Right.
When I talked a few weeks about this stuff, the chemicals that are in cereal, nobody realizes that, you know, most of these cereals have trisodium phosphate, which is a weed killer. Now, you wouldn't go to Home and buy a weed killer spray and just start spraying it in your mouth. Why have something you call food that has that ingredient in there? You know, and they kill me when they say, "Oh, it's not enough to be harmful." Well, spray it a little bit. So if you say that, why don't we just take the spray bottle and just spray a little bit in your mouth and see what happens?
I know. I do think they're purposely trying to kill us. I really think they're trying to kill
us. Of course they are. But I'm sure you've probably seen a whole lot of things that are probably unmentionable to, you know, as being a nurse that you probably have to keep quiet about. And it's sad, but I'm sure you've gotten your eyes full.
I have. I've seen people that have, like you were saying, addictions to sugar. I've had family members addicted to things like soda and things like that, and they develop they start off with oral cancer. One of my aunts died from oral cancer that spread to her pancreas, that went to her liver, that went to her spleen. It was horrible, and she died a very painful death, and it was all avoidable. It was all stuff she could avoid it, but she was addicted to Pepsi.
Wow. That's really something.
Yes, she was. She drank like, and she would tell people, she said, "I don't drink coffee every day." She said, "I drink two or three Pepsis every day."
Oh, my God. Man.
Yeah. Every single day. She had
every
to have
day.
It. Every day.
That's really something. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So you can imagine the long-term effects.
And I saw the long-term effects on her body. And I would see that in different people that I knew and what they ate, and I would see what, you know, what they were eating. And I've been vegan now for about a year, and I have cut down on the sugar, but I haven't gotten rid of it completely. I try to do more honey and things like that to sweeten things. It's a battle because I don't know where the sugar is. You know, I look for it, and I'm like, this has sugar in it.
Well, you know, I'll give you a couple of tips. Anything that you see in O-S-E, O-S, is sugar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dextrose, sucralose, what is it called? Maltodextrin, what is the other one? Glucose. All of those O-S-es are sugar.
Right.
And sometimes you'll see about three or four of those O-S-es in a paragraph of ingredients. So that means it's got sugar in there like four or five times.
Right.
So you can imagine, and all these are different types of sugar, not natural sugar that you get from the cane, but different types of chemical sugar that are meant to alter your brain function, meant to alter your digestive function, meant to alter your endocrine function. All bad.
Right. Well, it really is awful. I just wanted you to know I'm really enjoying your show. I always enjoy your show. Sometimes I don't call in. I just listen. But tonight I just had to call in and let you know you're really on point with that.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Mo, you mind telling me when is your show so I can tell family when to listen to you?
My show is this Friday, April the 22nd at 9 o'clock on WBN. And yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much. You have a great night.
Thank you for calling in. Appreciate you. Caller 3, you're on the line. State your name and when you're calling from. You're on the line with Chef Yosef.
Hey, Chef. It's Jerry Petito.
Hey, Jerry. How are you? I know
I'm
got
good.
A mouthful, so go ahead in. Good.
Listen,
just go ahead and
to.
Do what you do.
I have to, okay? You know, you said something really interesting about the honey. Yes, everybody. I would only use stevia, organic stevia, or honey. That's all I use, but it's got to be either local honey from real honey farms or organic, raw. You know, please don't get the regular honey jars. That's all crap, too. All right, having said that, you said something really interesting also about certain things that were banned in the United States, right? Remember when you and I did our shows exposing the truth? And we talked a lot about, like, what was really going on in the food industry and all this. Well, what makes them say, oh, this one poison we're going to ban, but yet they've got 1,000 other poisons in kids' cereal, processed foods. They don't care about that, though. What makes them say, and I'm really asking you if you know, like, what makes them say, oh, this one we're going to ban?
You know why? Because that one they're not making money on anymore. That's why.
Okay. There you have it. Thank you for that.
Simply put.
Isn't it crazy? Right? We'll ban this, but not these other 1,000 of terrible things. And, you know, even the sugar. Right? Even the sugar. You're talking about sugar. Let's talk about kids' cereals. Okay? They make sure they have them on the outside aisle sometimes, and if they're not – whatever aisle they're on, they're at eye level. So when the kid is sitting in the basket with the mom in the cart, they can grab at them. They make sure of that. And
well, not only that, Sherry, but you got to notice that they do it with the psychology of color, because all the kids' cereals have such brilliant colors that
their
kids' eyes are drawn into, and they put it on the end cap. So when little Johnny's sitting in the cart, and he sees that, and he's like, mommy, I want tricks. I want, you know, whatever. They see those colors. They see the cartoon characters on there. It draws the kids in, and mommy feels pressure to get them because it knows what's going to keep Johnny shut up for the rest of the grocery trip.
There you go. And, you know, this is the other thing that's really sad to me. You know, you said something like a lot of parents don't know how much sugar is in certain things. They know. They've got to know. And I'm going to tell you why. Because today, everything is exposed. And people still close their eyes to it. Back in the day when started 30 years ago.
Yeah. It's easier.
It's what? It's easier.
Because it's easier to keep a blind eye turned towards, you know what the true facts are. You know they say hidden in plain sight?
Right.
That's why
it's so sad
they, people
to me.
Don't want
to
see it. Yeah.
Chef, it's so sad to me.
Yeah, me too. I feel the same way. And I know your passion for it. You've been doing this on a journey for 30 years. You've cured yourself from cancer twice. So that's a testimony within itself. So it can be done. But, it takes a little bit of effort. It takes a little work. And it takes you might have to spend a little bit more time in the grocery store because you're reading labels. Well, here's the deal. Start shopping the outer perimeter of the grocery store and start buying things that only have the ingredient of the food. Just, because if you buy an apple, it comes off the tree. It doesn't have ingredients. It's an apple. That's it, period. But if you buy something in a package that has a paragraph of ingredients, it's no longer food. It's a product.
You're right. It's heartbreaking to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Jerry, I'm glad that you're, no matter what happens, that you're still in the fight, and you're pushing the message, you're pushing this knowledge, and you try to be an advocate to anybody you come in contact with that you can help. That's inspiration in and of itself. So I'm glad. Just don't stop. Keep doing what you're doing.
I can't stop. I'm Italian. My mouth won't let me. Listen, I'm not going to stop. I can't help myself.
I know
me.
Right.
I love you, kid.
Love you too. When is your next show?
Oh, my next show. Let me share about this because it's so cool. My next show is Tuesday, May 3rd. All right, May 3rd. Yep. And I interviewed this gentleman already. I'm interviewing him again. I'm going to get to meet him this week. His name is Santos. He goes by Santos Ministries Gospel Doo-Wop. And check this out.
Wow.
He was a bad person. He was a bad person. Let's just say very, very, very bad. Hooked up with a lot of bad things, right? Well,
right.
He didn't believe in God either, and God showed him, you want to bet? Here I am.
Wow.
Well, he gave his life to God, and now what he does is he changes all the words to the doo-wop songs and their gospel songs.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's interesting.
He's so cool.
Very nice.
So,
well, what time is that open? 9 o'clock? Is it your show?
9:30.
Okay, everybody, go over and listen to Hall of International Internet Radio Hall of Fame host Jerry Petito and broadcasting in Shriney Tuesday, May 3rd. At 9:30, she's going to be on with her guest, Santos, the gospel doo-wop guy. So you check her out. Jerry's been doing this a long time. She's a veteran host, so check her show out. Thanks for calling in, Jerry. Appreciate
you
always.
Baby.
Love you, too. Yep, so there you have it. I'm as you guys can see and hear, I'm not the only one on the soapbox. Preaching this message. And it needs to be heard. This is not an effort to try to beat anybody up or, make you feel bad. I just want to make you aware because the people that you think are your friends or, the people that are producing this food that you think are so friendly and have your best interest at heart, they don't. They are all about making money at your health expense. It's no good. So you have to take your own health into consideration. You have to care more about what you're consuming, what you're putting into your body. And you have to start reading labels. Take the extra effort, folks. And when you go to the grocery store, put a little bit more time aside for the amount of time you're going to use to shop. And read labels. You care about your children. You care about, what you're putting in your body, and you care about what you're consuming. Start reading labels. Don't just take it for granted that, because the box has a pretty picture, has a pretty label, it has pretty colors on there, that the stuff is good. It's not. Most of the time, the more colors and you know, marketing materials they use is to convince you to buy it. It's all, these people study the psychology of marketing. They know what's going to get your attention. They know it, and they use it as a tool to draw you in and to get you addicted to food. So, you know, take your time, read labels, you know, look at the stuff. Can you guys hear me? I thought I lost you for a second.
Nah, we hear you, man. We hear you. We hear you. And not only that, we got two other callers coming on this line, go to a track, and they're going to bring no callers on. Let's get it.
Journey towards health and to realize that you have to care about what goes into your system and people outside of you and those who are manufacturing the stuff don't care. So you have to. All right. I think we got another caller on the line. Caller 4, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes. Hi, how are you, Coach? This is Antonia Bass. I'm sorry, excuse me, Chef. You know, I was thrown off. I noticed that the volume on your end appears to have decreased, and I wasn't quite sure if it were my phone or if it were yours, but I will do my best to try to talk, even though your volume seems to have been lowered for whatever reason it may be on your end to me. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I will say this much. Everything that was talked about by Brother Hooney and Mo Diamond and, you know, Jerry Petito, it was very interesting, and it added a lot of interest to what you already started. I hope that if there is anything additional that you have on that, that you'll still elaborate. But I was also told that there was a upside to some of the diet products, not many, or products that were alternatives, like little packages of sugar in the raw. Sometimes they come in a box, I heard. And the other one that was, I believe, mentioned by Jerry, which was not, it begins with an S, stevia. I heard it's better than nothing.
Okay.
But it can definitely be an alternative to the other diet products, which are bad for you. And stevia, you know, is supposed to have pretty good products that will not affect a person's ability to be able to still have some sweetness that are outside of the normal sugars, like I guess turbinado sugar, I guess even white refined sugar, which isn't the greatest thing, but I would say would rather you use white refined sugar before you use any of those artificial sweeteners. I was told that artificial sweeteners.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, is that? Well, please, excuse me.
Chef,
I'm still trying to.
Chef, hold on a second, Antonia. Chef, get closer to the mic. We can't hear you.
What about now?
Perfect.
Better. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So, I was saying earlier that the stevia, I said earlier, that's definitely a healthier alternative to any type of white sugar or chemical sugar. It is one of the healthier alternatives because it's made from a leaf.
Okay. Hold on a second. Antonia, if you're on the speakerphone, get off that because you have an echo in the background.
Okay, let's see what I can get.
Please.
The reason I do have the speakerphone on, unfortunately, is because that's the only way I can.
I understand. It's an echo in your background. So hopefully that wasn't causing his problem.
Okay.
So let's try to correct that. Thank you.
The information regarding the stevia. Well, I heard turbinado sugar isn't a bad one. Sugar in the raw, I'm assuming, is maybe a bleached sugar also, but it's less negative
than it's not necessarily a chemical base, but it is
a less negative product as well. And
yeah.
I was also told molasses is a more natural sugar if you especially bake with it or cook with it, like has been done back in the olden days. Am I correct to say that?
Oh, yeah, because molasses is actually straight from the sugar cane, the natural sugar cane that grows in the field. So when you have that, it's just the way they cured it, and it's been cooked caramelization, so that gives it the extra brown color. But, you know, it's a lot more sweeter, but it's a healthier much healthier alternative than any kind of packaged, prepackaged sugar. Now, the white sugar, that is probably the lesser of the two evils when it comes to any type of sweetener. However, it's been bleached. Anything that has been bleached, it's not in its natural state, because if you get sugar cane from the field, you'll notice the cane itself is brown. And even I've seen the Caribbeans, they'll take it and press it, and the juice that comes out of it comes out brown. So the natural sugar from it is not white. They bleach the stuff, and I don't have no idea why, what that does to it, but it takes away from the natural state that it was grown in. And, you know, it makes it, I don't know if it makes it sweeter, if it makes it more sustainable as far as packaging is concerned, but it's definitely not healthier. So, but
right.
Stevia is definitely a good alternative. Local raw honey, as Jerry Petito said earlier, is something you can consume, and it has to be local raw honey, not the stuff that, because a lot of the stuff they sell in grocery stores that's labeled honey is not pure honey. It's high fructose corn syrup with an amber color added to it, and it's not honey. There's no medicinal quality or no medicinal properties that are in that. Those are publicly traded companies that's been made in some factory, it's been manufactured, and it's been sitting on the shelf in their warehouse for so much time before it gets to the local grocery stores. So you can imagine, you know, exactly what it is that you're getting. You're not getting a natural local honey, because a natural local honey, it comes from a farm that is in your area. And like I said earlier, it's produced by the bees that are in your area. So you're going to fight off any type of airborne disease that is in the area that you live in. They produce the antioxidants inside that honey.
And thank you. And also give me the impression that once it oxidizes and turn into the artificial state that looks like raw, real honey, that the people, for whatever reason, through the Food and Drug Administration, don't monitor and make them address it on the back of the packaging. You know, I did get to read it, and, you know, I don't see anything saying that it's not really honey. So it's still probably in
right.
the process of labeling things properly. I heard that some of the artificial sweeteners have been known to affect the memory and plus the mental state of some people's minds over a time period. I'm quite sure use it a long time.
Absolutely. Like NutraSweet, Splenda, all those actually not only do they affect the brain, but they also are something that contributes to the effects and symptoms of Alzheimer's and dementia.
That's what causes
the brain dysfunction. So over time, using that stuff over time, and you have to remember, and I say this to you as I would to anybody that's listening, anything that you consume for a long period of time, the body takes at least 30 years to develop a disease or a dysfunction, because the body is a very sophisticated piece of machinery. But if you notice, oftentimes the things that you used to consume in your teens or your early 20s, if you're getting close to like the 50 mark or maybe a little bit over that, you'll notice that your body's starting to react to certain things, and you can't consume those things anymore. Because your body, what happens is your body is starting to break down from the things that it used to, bad habits that it used to have at your younger age, in your younger years. Because those 30 years have come to take a toll on you, and now it's like, you know, you got to pay the piper.
Right.
Younger people brag about it all the time. Say, oh, I can eat all I want, don't gain a pound, or I can eat anything I want, and doesn't, you know, I don't It doesn't bother me. I get energy. I don't get lethargic. But after a while, your body's saying, wait a minute, all this buildup, and we can't process the elimination of those things anymore. So what it does is it holds on to it, holds on to those ingredients that, you know, cause harm to the body, and many times will either turn it into fat or turn it into a dysfunction, which in turn causes a disease in the body and makes you have all types of ailments and, you know, bone dysfunction and, you know, arthritis, anything that could go wrong with your body. Your body is now, it's paying for the bad habits that you have put on it for so long. So, yes, if you are a person that consumes these artificial sweeteners, over time, it will affect your brain. It will affect your memory. It will cause dementia. It will cause Alzheimer's. And none of that's good.
That's true. And last, speaking of medical issues about the sweetness, I also heard it caused gut problems, you know, and problems in your stomach and digestive system over a period of time. Diarrhea possibly just more frequent than necessary. Just what I just sort of run that by you from what I heard. Thank you very much, Chef. Good to talk
Thank
to you.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Tell us when your show is so family can know when to listen to you.
Yes. My show is called Informational Guru by Antonia Bass. I just had finished the show this past Monday, so it'll be 4 weeks past that particular night, the usual 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And please join in. You're welcome to learn about things that I have acquired through people who involve themselves in medicine and worldwide issues. Say, for example, like this Ukrainian war, I may be able to update you a little bit and on guns and hoping that you can keep your homes and your community safer and yourself, things of that nature.
Good.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And for those of you that don't know, that was Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee Antonia Bass. And you heard when her show is. Tune in the next time she's on. And we have another caller in queue. Caller 5, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, what's going on, Magic Two-Fan? Will of God, it's amazing that you're having this show. And I'm literally at the supermarket right now, about to leave, and I'm looking at the colors, and I'm like, ew, he ain't lying. Oh, and you better not ever go to the supermarket hungry. Because, look, I got me them oatmeal raisin cookie joints from Petra's Farms. Yeah, I'm going to eat them. Damn right, I'm going to eat them things. Well, one thing you guys say that you just said that was really freaking unbelievable. Even when we were a kid, people forgot. They bundle stuff. Hey, put some sugar in his mouth. Yum, take, you know, make more. Put something. And I'm realizing all this time, all these foods, I'm, you know, I go crazy for a candy bar, but I'm like, I don't want no candy bars, but I'm like, I don't want these. Back in the day, getting the bubblegum burgers. Little fun times. Charge what, penny? You said, going crazy for them till my teeth look crazy. Still, you wanted it. And it's the thing that gets you. It's called the cravings and excitement in it. And then everybody flourishes to a dominion of circumstances where everybody looks stupid because they lose their mind because they overdo it. I think that's one of our biggest problems because we think we can handle it, but we overdo it on each and everything we do in life. Because, you know, women, they should not even be the ones being captivated, but they get captivated. So I guess the scientists and demons, they like, hey, you know, since the women was already in the Bible back in the day, if we can captivate the women, we got the men. Because women, if you ever understand something, when y'all go outside and y'all got that thing on, you know, you got that bubble, like an apple-like looking bubble, and a man going to look because you're doing certain things to make us be attracted to that. Same thing with food. What the hell's all these people in these cars? Same thing with the food. You get captivated because it looks so pretty, the colors, and then whoever's eating it makes you really want it because you're like, I like that person. That's my celebrity or that's my favorite person. And they're eating it. I'm going to eat it. So, chef, you went to another level by making people open up the door. But the only problem is even after this show, they're still not going to understand. Oops, I should have not said that. That's okay.
Well, thanks for calling there, man. We're about to wrap it up. You called me right at the end.
Yeah, I know.
Tell us what your show is.
Oh, yeah. My show's called Truth Arrow by Will of God. It's on every fourth Friday of the month. I missed last month because my phone was broke. Thank God I got a chance to really think for 3 weeks without a phone. People, if you ain't got a phone, you get a chance to really analyze your situations and see who's real, who's not. So my next topic is going to be called What's the Definition of Respect to You in 2022? Meaning that, have you looked at yourself in the mirror and see, do you respect people or do they respect you? Or is it the opposite way of what? So when we look at that in the bigger, higher dimension of life, spiritual warfare is here, maybe we could change the world or maybe not. Because some people don't want to change. They want to feel as though, hey, I want to keep on disrespecting because I got you, I got y'all. So we're going to have fun with it. Holler at your boy. Good show, doggy.
You got it. Peace. All right. That is Will of God. He calls in. He's a character. All right. We're about to wrap this up. And I want to thank all those that called in, all my fellow WBNN hosts. Thank you for calling in, giving your input, and, giving your comments all to round out my show. Appreciate you. Much appreciated. And hope you guys have great shows the next time you get on the air as well. Just remember, guys, everything I'm telling you is, for your own informational and educational purposes. And I encourage you, again, to do your own research. Look up the harmful effects about these artificial sweeteners. Look up the ingredients that go into these fake sugars and find out what the chemical compounds are that make up these things and, see what it does to your body. Then you'll be a little bit more cognizant about what you're actually putting into your system because, I care enough about you to want to give you this information, but I also care that you don't engage in consuming these products anymore because it's harming your body, it's harming your temple, and that is not what the Creator put us down here for. So with all that in mind, just be a little bit more aware, read your ingredients, read your labels, shop on the outer perimeters of the grocery store, go to your local farmer's market, support the local farmers, get real organic fruit and vegetables, and, let's take another step towards health. And, you just think about this one concept. If you and I and the rest of us and we get the rest of our families to join in on this bandwagon and we stop buying products that are produced by these publicly traded companies, that is step one in the right direction. First of all, because it's going to lead to their demise in the area of business and how much they produce, because if we stop consuming them, they're not going to be in business. So we got to stop taking them as being our friend because they're not. They're in it to make money at your health's expense. So don't believe anything they say. Don't believe what they tell you. Don't believe the marketing. Don't believe the psychology that they put in your mind to try to make you believe that their products are good. So read labels, be careful what you put in your mouth, and, if it didn't come from the earth and it can't go back into the earth and grow again, it's not real. So there you have it. Eat real stuff, folks. So enough from me, Chef Yosef. You'll see me again in 4 weeks. And now we're going to go to Ngozi time, Brother O.
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Chef, for what you shared tonight. And I'm glad I have not used Splenda in 24 years. Because I remember going to, the little stop and goes or fast food joints, and that's something that was sweeter than that sugar. And you are all that and on point with that, so I'm glad I stopped using that. And, you know, use organic honey, guys. You can make it if you try. Understand that. You can make it if you try. Tomorrow night, right here at WBNN, we come back with the man, the myth, and the legend, Mr. Jai Monforto. And he's ascended to hostship. And tomorrow night, he'll be here, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time at WBNN. And, of course, we have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are at Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest at Ngozi Time. Ole Dele and Delay Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Ole Dele, dying goes with my gmail.com. I am. You might want to call us favorite. This is Ole Dele and Delay Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks that have been on our first radio support us on a constant basis. For the next 2 minutes in the program, we give you the outstanding Chef Yosef.
All right, folks, that is my time, and I appreciate you all calling in. Appreciate you all listening. Take another step in the direction of health. Your health is most important, and, you know, people don't realize how important health is until they don't have it. So take the time to care about yourself enough about what you put in your body. And until next time, I will see you in 4 weeks.